A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulunkwanyoka. And it's another edition, or as I call them, another privilege for me to be here and for me to have this platform and to document or highlight certain matters and use Eagle FM, I hope in line with the mandate as provided, to facilitate dialogues, not online relationship according to Dwight and Helmut, but to facilitate the conversation like they started today about the cashless economy, the e-commerce, the e-financing, and the digital innovation of financing. Now, I have been engaging in various conversation and meeting different people for the past 3 days or 4 days. And I always come here and give where I stand in terms of economic policies, in terms of economic direction, my aspiration, according to the research I've done, according to my own selfish interest, according to my village interest, according to my region interest and my country interest. Yeah, I put myself on Namibia first at every economic direction. It's supposed to be like that. But there's something that I have picked up as I engage and as we have a conversation with different, especially policymakers and technocrats within government, trade facilitators within the private sectors, and financiers and others. As I have a conversation with this group of people, I've realized that we do not have a common direction. And I remember somebody saying that, how will you work together if you guys do not have a vision that you have adopted together? And I think it was 2 years back. And as I listen to these different leaders, because we engage in fierce conversations, pulling this and pulling that, I have realized that we are so fragmented and isolated in our economic direction. And I've been saying this, that's why you will hear so many of Namibian leaders contradicting themselves. It's not only the leaders that are contradicting themselves. Actually, the technocrats, the people who are doing the work, the most important people are the technocrats, the drafters of documents. And listening to these various people, I had to realize that we do not have anything in common. We do not have anything in common. That's why you have people at Minister of Land, or certain people somewhere selling 4 farms to one individual. You have people at NIPDB calling for foreign investment. You have people at a certain institution saying that they want more participation. You have the Bank of Namibia always being neutral in terms of FDI and domestic direct investment. You have national planning, you do not know their direction. You have the office of the president with a different mindset, you do not know. And that's why I realized that if we are so ideologically confused, we are so directionless because we do not have a common direction. We do not have something in common, or where should we take our economy? And I'll take it even deeper. That's why we cannot agree to give Minister of Trade enough money. That's why we cannot agree to procure locally. Like, seriously, just say, If the patient in the hospital need to eat the pap, need to eat our maize meal, because once they get better, they go eat the pap at home. Now you import the food that they eat in the hospital, but when they go back home, they eat the pap. Any day, Omaere. This is why we cannot agree that we can handpick a company that shows some manufacturing process and give it a tender to manufacture. We will kill that company, say he's related to Kanchengo, he's related to, that's why you give him a tender. And if you listen to our dialogue and conversation, you can really, really tell we are directionless. We have no commonality. We are not moving in the same direction. And then the key question now come in to say, is it because we do not know what is at stake? Is it because we do not know what we are missing by not having a common, a collective goal in our economic agenda? Is it because of that? And I was reading the World Trade Organization Outlook for 2025 or 2024. In the executive summary of the World Trade Organization, in the World Trade Organization executive summary of their, how many pages this document? It's a 32 page, and it's a global trade outlook and a statistic, October 2024. In their executive summary, they did not mention Africa or any African country. Okay, cool. I pay attention to detailed things. Maybe many people will say, but it's nothing. No, but they mentioned Germany specifically. They mentioned Europe. They mentioned the euro dollar. But they did not mention Africa ones and even a single African country one. In an executive summary about global trade, and I'm repeating, the World Trade Organization Global Trade Outlook, in their executive summary, for those who have access to internet, download it now. Maybe I counted wrong. I did not see any mention of Africa or an African country. And I wanted to remind you that if you know what is at stake, when people are doing a global trade analysis, but they are not mentioning your continent, they are not even mentioning your country, you play no part, you are insignificant. Then you go at this global, at this national event and dialogues, and the people are just, this one is, they just have no common direction. There is something interesting when I went to the trade policy launch, I think it was yesterday. Madam Ipombo did something that I found interesting. She did a roll call of the institution that's supposed to support her. Are they in the room? She say, NIPDB, where are you? NIDA, where are you? NAMRA, where are you? NCCI, where are you? Minister of Finance, where are you? She did a roll call. And I took that roll call to say, this is her saying, can we go on the same direction regarding what we wrote in this document? But this is the key now. This is the differential. What is written in the document and what the technocrats believe is different. You have, and it's like I said, you have NIPDB saying this. You have NIDA saying that. You have Minister of Finance, very quiet. They are very, very quiet. They don't talk about their debt level. They don't talk about anything. That is him only. He's not talking so much. But listen to the technocrats. Listen to the conversation about between somebody from NIPDB and National Planning, from NCCI and NAMRA. You can tell that our direction are different. If it was not for diplomacy and flowering, I learned a new word today from somebody. She say, can you flower it? Can you make it flowering? Like, speak a different language. Tone it down. If it was not for diplomacy and for whatever you guys are calling it, professionalism or whatever, I can tell you, the presentation from NAMRA will be different. The presentation from National Planning will be different. The presentation from NIPD will be different. Their tone will even be different. They will even disagree, like straight up. Because how come at the highest level we are saying Namibians are so discriminated, not by individuals, but by the economic structure itself. But still, you have somebody, you have the audacity that says, let us go somewhere and find people to come and do things and take ownership and create employment. Then you are just confused. Then here you have a trade policy by the Minister of Industrialization and Trade, saying that they want to facilitate the trade, saying that they want to reduce import. Then you are just confused. Now, are you saying we should go to China, Australia, get the people to come and manufacture the product and reduce our import? Or are you saying Namibia and step up and do the right thing? Which one are you saying? Then you are going to have somebody from the office of the prime minister. He will run the statistic and say, Namibia is the most unequal country. Then now you are just stuck. You are very confused. Like, okay, guys, this one is saying we are unequal and in terms of land and ownership and income. This one is saying give the resources away to people from outside. The other one is saying let us encourage manufacturing and processing. The other one is saying let us facilitate a participation and local whatever and ownership. But how come the biggest institutions are not corresponding to this one idea? Do we even have one idea? Man, do we know what is at stake? Do we know what we are losing when we are propelling whatever we are propelling in our respective institution? What are we losing? Tateshimi, when you keep going to borrow, especially to the European institutions, you do know what is at stake, right? You do know that we are reducing any chance that we have to maneuver around our physical planning, right? You do know that you are exposing us, right? You do know that you are indebting the future generation, right? And I'm sure Bank of Namibia, you know that. And I'm sure on the 17th, Bank of Namibia are going to talk about green financing. Green financing. And the question will come, where is it going to come from? Where is it going to come from? Where will it put us? And that's why I come up to ask this question today. Do we know what is at stake when we are exposing ourselves and implementing things like this? And I'm not saying I know it all, or I'm the only one affected, or I'm the only one woke enough, or perhaps with an understanding. No, I'm just saying that from my observation, our contradiction among ourselves, when somebody from, let me say, Naloba, when somebody from NCCI, when somebody from Luderit, when somebody from Tese, when somebody from Katima Mulilo say, but I am excluded, how do we view that statement? Do we say it's a political motivated, or do we look at the reality? When somebody from Opuo, when somebody from Beseba say they are excluded, then we look at our plan, Bank of Namibia. Then we look at, okay, NIPDP, your plan. Then we look at NCCI, your plan. Then we look at national planning. Then we look at Minister of Trade and Minister of Finance, your plans. How are they addressing this man who is saying he's excluded from the economy? Are you having plans that are talking to each other to address this young man's problem? And your plan, does it involve making him an employee, taking the ownership that he was given at birth by his ancestor and give it to somebody, then you make him an employee? Do you enable this person to become an entrepreneur, to become an innovator? Or what is your institution mandate to make this person participate in the economy? Because I think our mandate are in jargons. Minister of Trade will say, no, our mandate is to promote trade. But then if we say, when you are promoting trade, let us go in, who are you promoting? Are you promoting trade from this Oangwena man who was processing grain or flour somewhere in Oangwena, and he closed down his business because he cannot afford the cost? Or when you are saying that you are promoting trade, who are you promoting? Because we need to ask each other this question so we can see if our mandate are addressing the real issues, and we are answering the question, do we know what is at stake when we are not agreeing? Because if we do not agree at the highest level, that's why nobody comment whether Minister of Trade is given enough money or not. We keep quiet because we are not in agreement of what they are doing. We do not value the fact that they have finally produced a trade policy, but it needs an implementation plan. It needs the practical steps. Because we do not believe that Namibian can actually take a certain position in a global arena beyond supplying raw diamonds and raw uranium. And this all comes down to the people that sit at the table to draft the document, the laws and the policies. Because somebody corrected me. I was listening to one of this lady from UNDP, you know, and she corrected something to say, we always point the fingers that, okay, tata aluendo, tata shimi, you know, we always point to the policymakers. She said, the most powerful people are the people that are putting the text in the paper. Because they inform what the minister is going to say. And if these are the people who are in disagreement about the direction of the country, then we are doomed. If these are the people who have little understanding of what we are losing when we are giving up ownership, if they do not have such a high level understanding, then they do not know what's at stake. Then they will not do what is necessary to fix the problem. Then we will blame Tatu Tony when he go in public to say housing. Then we blame the other Tate Nuyoma when he talk about labor issues. But where are the technicals, the Memumujanimas and the others within the Ministry of Labor? Because if we do not agree that our labor market has issues, if we do not agree that we created a special economic zone where we gave companies to mistreat our workers in a nutshell, that in a special economic zone, you didn't supposed to demonstrate or say anything, you keep quiet. And again, if the people within the Ministry of Trade do not know what is at stake, that if they allow Dandi to sell the smelter and the other company coming and then they fall under special economic zone, if they do not revoke it now, I do not know, because Dandi is still under special economic zone. Now Goridu at the special economic zone, the benefit. Now the biggest smelter in Africa and again in the whole world, still under EPZ. And they sold it now. Now when they sold it, that's the agreement with the under the EPZ still exists or it become invalid. Do we know what is at stake when we give it like that? It's now the technical people, to understand what is at stake when we do this, when we are disagreeing. Why are we so fragmented and isolated in our economic agenda? Why are we speaking a different language? You know, I have all these questions. The tone should be different, of course. The tone and the energy and the vibe is different. Yes, I understand. But the agenda is supposed to be the same. The agenda is supposed to be the same. Nobody should call the other one radical or misinformed or politically motivated, because we all know what is at stake. But if the technocrats, the researchers within the institutions that are mandated to facilitate economic development, if they are in disagreement, then I think we have issues, guys. I think we have issues. Because I don't think we are going to solve anything if the people who are supposed to be leading when it comes to creating solutions for Namibia are in disagreement. Because then which agenda are we now facilitating as Bank of Namibia, as Minister of Finance, and as Minister of Trade? Because I'm sure in the corridor of the Bank of Namibia, the peg is right. The peg is the right thing. But in the corridor of MIT, who is facilitating trade and value addition, then they are saying, no, capital is very expensive. Capital is very expensive. We need to do something. So these two people, these two group of people are fragmented at the ideological point of view, at the philosophical level. Because one wanted to facilitate the processing or entrepreneurship in the country. And the cornerstone of entrepreneurship is capital. But the other one, Bank of Namibia, ideologically and philosophically and whatever, they believe stability, financial stability through inflation controlling is more important regardless of the cost of capital. So then how do we align these ideological agendas? How do we assess them that the benefit at the highest level for Namibian people is this? How do we get it to such a level to measure what is at stake when we maintain the peg in terms of access to capital? What is at stake when we give free visas to people who want to come and own what we have? What is at stake? What is at the stake when that the Shimi keep going to borrow from the same bank for NAM Power, for NAM Water, for Road Authority? All the parastatal in Namibia, they have one bank in common. What is the cost? What is at stake? Is it because they are being offered concessional loan and are we not anymore assessing the risk of exposing ourselves to the same bank? Now we need to understand now, at the Bank of Namibia, when they are advising Minister of Finance where to get funding, are they aligning the agenda that we all agree that this is the good thing? Road Authority go to the same bank. NAM Water go to the same bank. NAM Power go to the same bank. NAM Post go to the same bank. And it's not the African Development Bank. No, it's not. So we are indebted to one country. I know many people keep saying China, China also. Our parastatal are borrowing from almost one bank. One bank from one country. Just that because we make China look so bad all the time. Because we just do not want to read. So now you keep questioning that. Now what is at stake? Bank of Namibia, you are the advisor to Tadeshimi, who give guarantees to this parastatal to go to the same bank. Do we understand what is at stake? And do we measure what is at stake? Why are we so fragmented? Why are we so isolated? Because I remember that Johannes saying that, yes, for them all they do to government, they only offer advice. And it's up to government to consume the advice or not. Then in that statement, I think I interpreted that, no, then it means you guys are not in agreement in the economic agenda where we want to go. Protecting sovereignty also need agreement on certain things that we need to do, right? Because you cannot protect sovereignty when one is when you are overexposed to China, we talk. But when you are exposed to certain country, you can't talk. It means you are not in agreement on the direction you want to go. And I'm saying, once all of us understand what is at stake, what we are losing whenever we are making these fragmented and isolation-orientated decisions, it's only when we will build a better economy. Because if James is saying, okay, cool, this is hydrogen and this is and this and this, then you find one ministry not agreeing, then you find one technocrat not agreeing, then we are going to have a problem. It will not be implemented collectively. Tate Poamba recently said that, yes, his mass housing project was one of the best, and I agree with him. Then why, if it was the best, was not implemented successfully? And let us not say corruption. No, because we differ. We differ at so many levels. We do not have a common goal. And if the common goal was to have to solve the housing problem, mass housing could have already been one of the successful projects that we can brag about. But we disagreed from the onset. When we borrowed for mass housing, we already disagreed. And as a result, the mass housing failed. But we borrowed the money. We are still repaying the money. And because you do not understand what is at stake, you put your emotion and you stop the mass housing wherever you are, not knowing that right now we are paying the euro bond, but one of them was tailor-made for mass housing.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Let us ask ourselves, what is at stake when we are fragmented in our economic agenda? I gave you a classical example of mass housing. It's a classical example of people who are not united toward a common goal. And not many of you will say it's corruption. It's not corruption. No, corruption just came in or whatever is greed. No, that one came in. It's not at the core. At the core is our fragmentation. At the core is our isolation within government ministries, and within the technocrats. Because if we could have been a collective or working together, we could have implemented mass housing. National planning, you had the monitoring and evaluation department. And I think the mandate was given to the Minister of Land. But still, we needed all other institutions to come board and provide the support. But we didn't. Every other institution, they chose their positions, which highlight how isolated we are in our economic agenda. And that's why now I ask, do we know what is at stake when we are isolated like that? Do we know what is at stake when we are fragmented like that? What we are losing, and how stagnant we are in our economic development goal. That's why it becomes very frustrating to work with certain government institutions and certain private sector institutions. Because we do not believe in Vision 2030. We only quote them in documents. Because if you believe that Namibia need to be industrialized by 2030, diversify their exports by 70%, then you certainly believe that. It starts with education. It starts with teaching people about entrepreneurship. It starts with changing and overhauling our capital laws and banking laws. It also starts with looking at our municipality bylaws, the cost of land and incubation and everything. But since you don't believe in that, you do not even read it, you do not even understand it, that what do we need to take to change our basket, our export basket, and make it to constitute 70% of processed product or finished product? Do you understand the magnitude of that statement collectively within OMAS? Collectively within the banking sector? Then our effort and the risk that we take, it will be different. If you believe that only entrepreneurship, only true entrepreneurship, not the one which is guided by political affiliation, as soon as you get the tender, you through your political connection, once the tender is done, your company die, and also you start a new company. No, not the type. But through entrepreneurship that innovate, that add value, that build for sustainability. If we believe in entrepreneurship, then we will do everything from BIPA to finance to Agribank to FNB to NIPDB to NCCI to everybody, to Eagle FM. We will support it. But due to our fragmentation, due to our isolation, due to our lack of effort and coordination, BIPA will do whatever they want to do, I guess. Then they stay on their side. Then here I'll be like asking, what is beneficial ownership? How will it benefit me? Tateshimi, tell us, how will it benefit me as an entrepreneur? Because yes, you were the one being used together with Bank of Namibia through the Intelligence Act to change the law about beneficial ownership and to rush it actually to be forced on people. Just because certain people utilize your laws and certain people fail to do what they need to do, now the small entrepreneurs are punished to implement some fast laws, hire accountants that are very expensive. But did you come to me to tell me why are we implementing beneficial ownership so fast, Tadeshimi, Tadejohannes? It shows how fragmented you are. Bank of Namibia, together with FIC, together with Minister of Finance, they agree. They want to look good in the books of whoever about money laundering and others. But what about the business community? Did we bring them in? The implementation of anything cannot be effective and successfully if only two people agree. Now, how many times did we delay the implementation of beneficial ownership? The fees structure at the BIPA. How many times and why? Because all we are fragmented in our policy intervention. Only FIC, Bank of Namibia, and Minister of Finance agreed. And they were forced. Then they push things on everyone. But we failed to agree the highest level on our agenda as a country. And our agenda as a country cannot be being pushed around. We have to tell the people that the fish rot was facilitated by certain people. It was not the whole the country that agreed to it. And we should not be punished because certain people facilitated fish rot. Because fish rot is the main reason we are gray listed. I read the whole analysis. I read it. Fish rot was the main reason. But now we are being punished because certain individual of people within the banking sector, within the Ministry of Finance, within FIC, within Bank of Namibia, we fail to do our job in terms of doing whatever to stop the money being looted. Now the country suffered the consequences. But at least when these laws were coming, can we just agree so they can align it to our national agenda that we are at this stage of promoting entrepreneurship, of lowering the cost of doing business? We cannot afford another layer of laws, another layer of fees, another layer of compliances. Maybe we can agree to say we implement only the due diligences within the banks. We only look at the cash that can be carried out of Namibia at the border. We look at such type of things. Now we are just changing everything. The payment system, sending EFT, all these things are coming all together. But there is no collective agreement of how this cost will affect our agenda of entrepreneurship promotion. Because we are not in agreement. We are not in agreement with anything. Bank of Namibia changed the payment system. Then they will quote, no, we did give this directive a long time ago. Okay, cool, it's okay. It's not about giving the directive. It's about to agreeing collectively. It's about having Minister of Trade in the room. So the Minister of Trade can say, changing the payment system like this will put more cost, because almost all your properties here are owned by South Africans. Understanding our dynamics of our economy, then agree that how will this impact the way we do things. But because we are fragmented, because we are isolated, and I said this earlier, that there are those who think they are so smarter than others. There are those who are listening to the outside more. There are those who do not have the national overall goal and where we want to go. We have so many groups within our technocrat groups, and that leads to the biggest fragmentation and inability to collectively agree to something. And that's why we are not even consulting each other. We are not even criticizing each other. Minister of Trade is supposed to stand up and tell Bank of Namibia that no, implementing such a thing is costly. Until today, Minister of Finance removed the manufacturing incentives. Everyone is quiet. But Bank of Namibia, do you agree? National Planning, do you agree? Minister of Trade, do you agree? There was something very beautiful that happened between Tate Chekerotea and Kale, and I respect it. This many disagreed publicly. Not that because one right, one was wrong. No, they disagreed publicly, something I respect. They are saying this about EPZ. Kale is saying this. And I loved that, because we need those type of disagreement. Whether you two are comrades in the same party, but when it comes to the economic agenda, this is not about political affiliation. But now, no more disagreeing like Tate Kale and Tate Twe. No, everyone is quiet. Bank of Namibia, they decide. The other ministries keep quiet. Minister of Finance decide. Other ministries keep quiet. But when your agenda is to promote entrepreneurship and facilitate investment, how do you agree to somebody who's making the life of local entrepreneurs hard just because it's from your political party? Does that now mean agreement or disagreement or fragmentation or isolation? And yes, I mentioned those institutions because of the higher respect I have for them. And I mentioned also those leaders because of the respect that I have for them. And I'll continue. No disrespect. In our economic building, we are not in agreement with one another. And for those who disagree with me, I'm saying, when you are listening to the presentation from different institutions, I want you to remove the diplomatic language so you can just hear things very well. You can hear that these people are disagreeing at the highest level. And then when you are like, how do these people supposed to work together if they disagree like this? If it was not for diplomacy, most of this institution, they will disagree publicly, just like Tate Kale and Tate Schlettwein did during the removal of EPZ and the manufacturing incentives. But disagreements are okay so that we can go to the next option, so that we can do assessment. And the fact that it was embarrassing because the two ministries did not even do a proper research, that the Tweya and his team did not do a research to provide us a practical analysis. He could only tell us, no, EPZ created 10,000 jobs, that is it, without even telling us that it benefited mostly the mining sector. No Namibians. And that the Kale of that time, he could also not tell us, how are we being blacklisted by the EU because of EPZ, which is for us, personal agenda, Namibian agenda. Because how do you come to Namibia and implement something because it's affecting a different continent? Not you first, but others. How does that become personal? Because in our economic building, we have to be personal. It's Namibia first. If we are going to change something, Whoever is going to tell us to change, say it's affecting Namibia this, then Europe this. Not Europe first, then Namibia second. No, then it becomes, then that argument is flawed. And we have also groups like that in our economic building structure, the facilitators. Those that are coming to say this will benefit the European market. And those that are coming, can we start with Namibia first? And there are those ones that say, China want this, let us just do it. They will pay us raw material. And there are those of you that say, I think Africa, I think this will improve in intra-trade. Now, when you have all this group with a different agenda, how do we drive a common agenda? And who will lose? And what is at stake? The person who lose is Kanjengo in Tintabis, who is only having a grade 10, but is a hard worker. He's willing. But because at the highest level, people are only facilitating investment that have 1 billion, while Kanjengo only needs 10,000, he does not get the priority. He does not even get to be covered by the media. The media only celebrate 100 billion investment. So even the media have their own agenda. They are not driving the common goal. That's why in our articles when we are writing, we are only covering the big corporations. We are not documenting the small effort of Namibians. So now you see how we are grouped in different camps. The camps are not only the camps that we know. Yeah, we have camps in RDP, we have camps in SWAPO, and also I think he knew that there were camps. The camps are not only in politics. The camps are also within the people that are entrusted to build the economy. There are camps. And as a result, we are not driving in the same direction. We only put on suit and come to seminars and present. That yes, we at this bank, we are doing this. We at the DBN, we are doing this. We at Agribank, we are doing this. We at the Bank of Namibia, we are doing this. Minister of Finance, you know. But where is the commonality? Where is our common ground? Until we identify our common ground when we agree to it, we will not move forward. The others with agenda will always find a way to go in because we are easy to manipulate. And what is at stake, colleagues? What is at stake? What are we losing? Somebody say, we only have 7 years now to go. 6 years to go to Vision 2030. Do you know why? What have we achieved? Okay, if you're in a ruling party, we did well, we did a lot. Okay. But if you can just open your mind to say and take stock, because there's nothing to do with who is ruling. It's just about what have the technical people have done to facilitate, to catapult artists to the level that we want. So all this question and this reflection need to be done. And as I keep saying that, welcome to Business and Economic segment. Here we reflect. Here we attack each other. Because we want to take stock of our achievement. Because it's only when we can reflect. Because I was told today by my senior that if only you guys can reflect and change the course because you are needed. He said that. But only if the technocrat from the strategic economic institution, Bank of Namibia, Minister of Finance, and Minister of Trade, NIDA, and everybody in national planning can reflect. Take off your political affiliation. Take off your PhD and your that mindset that you have, that you are the only one educated and you know better. You have been in government for years. Just take it off and let us reflect and take stock. Nobody's going to beat us. No. Because only if we agree that we are not at the level that we want and we are not in agreement and we are fragmented and we are isolation. And I can also give another example. We could have stopped the fish rot. Do you know why we couldn't? The Office of the Prosecutor General is on in their own. FIC, they are on their own. The Namibian police, they are on their own. Because how do you equip FIC and you do not equip the Namibian police? The Namibian police have no systems. No IT systems. No, they don't. FIC, look at IFC level where they are, how sophisticated they are. FIC is no mandated to investigate like a police. Do you know that? But the intelligence that they provide, they give it to the Zambian police. And you just laugh. Like literally, like Madam Leon, when you are giving the intelligence to the Zambian police, which has no digital infrastructure and the capability to follow up on what you gave them, and you expect them to stop a fish rot. That is the highest level of fragmentation and isolation. Because if we were together, we will also equip the police. We will also equip the prosecutor general and our Namibian legal system to be able to prosecute the financial crimes. But now you have Bank of Namibia with the equipment, FIC with the equipment, then the prosecutor general, then ACC. Does ACC have even one financial investigator, somebody who understands the financial market? Because they keep hiring people who did the criminal justice. And I was one day looking at the criminal justice. How many of those people go deeper in understanding financials? That's why when in the reporting in Namibia, the best financial reporter who can do the digging was Lazarus Amukeshi. And none of these colleagues can come through. Now imagine if a journalist can do better investigative than a whole institution. Then you can see the fragmentation. Because the fragmentation is just not about the people not talking to each other. It's about having FIC with all the equipment. And number of that time or the office of the revenue that time have no equipment. But who is the beneficiary of FIC intelligence? It was the Office of Revenue, ACC, the Namibian Police. Then you just look, how are these people going to investigate this high level type of things if they are not equipped? And I'm not only saying this. I've been reading FIC's report before they changed the structure. They were a very beautiful report. And they detail all these things and the weakness which existed. And that's why we are even gray-listed. So our fragmentation in our economic building institution is where the root of the problem is. And we need to come together to start working together with one goal of building an inclusive economy. An economy which is open to Namibian to participate and to own. And the redefined participation that is not only at the employment level, but owning, having equity, having shareholder. Do we agree? And until we agree, we are going to fail. And until we stop putting all these loving faces, I know we are going to go to the Bank of Namibia green funding seminar. Can we go there with honest faces? Can we go there with honest faces? That when you are talking about the green funding, where are you going to get it? Will it not put us in problems? Or can we use the Bank Windhoek modality of their sustainable bond or renewable bond or green bond? Can we put on such a type of honest face and tell each other that, guys, we cannot go in such a direction? And also now, I'm loving what Roland Brown and National Planning and the NUPES and everybody involved in hydrogen are taking. I just wish you guys can come in the same room. Now you are just throwing stones to each other. I want you to disagree publicly like that. It's mature. It shows that we are at the level where we can criticize each other. But the way that we are talking to each other, if you read what that Kanjode wrote, he's angry at Roland. And he went deeper. But why can't they get in the same room? In a line, because Cyrus is a financial institution. They are very important. We need to unlock capital to go to the hydrogen so that we can depend. But now we are fragmented. And I say this one, that people at the hydrogen, can you invite the asset managers in the room? Because you guys, you keep talking about capital and capital, but you are not even talking to the asset managers who are in. Can you invite Namfisa to change the asset classes and include hydrogen? But you guys are just talking about capital, very expensive, and now you just depend on grains. But the capital is here. Green hydrogen program. Can you invite the Cyrus and the IGG and the others, Namibian asset managers, Mumi, Angala Capital? Invite them in the same room and have a dialogue instead of now you guys are just throwing stone to each other. I want you to disagree, but I do not want the fragmentation and the isolation of things. We all need to buy in every project. Because you are the ruling party, you come up with a project. Now, request the buy-in from your people. Because I'm sensing the arrogance in our certain leadership just because maybe Germany is assisting them and they think they do not need the domestic capital. What about the small enterprises that are going to participate in hydrogen? They need the domestic capital. And if there is no buy-in from local financier, they will struggle like they have been. And due to our isolation and the fragmentation. Beautiful people. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Just some ideas and thought and hypothesis from my side. As I reflect, as I observe, and as I contribute my part as mandated, you know, I'm learning the word mandate. As I've been mandated by Eagle FM to contribute to the dialogue, provoke conversation and curiosity, and facilitate the dialogue wherever you are finding yourself. The fragmentation is even in the media industry. The fragmentation is where you are finding political leaders saying they cannot talk to Eagle FM. You can see? Because they want to isolate themselves as different people. No, we'll not talk to that radio. And you just look at like, man, and you are a leader of Namibian people and you are saying you're not going to speak to a certain media. Then how do you expect the public? How do you expect us to work together to build the economy that we want? Regardless of how you view my personality, let us just look at the substance of what I'm saying and we interrogate it and we reflect and we agree on the way forward. I believe in every project because I'm sure somebody did some research and we can collectively analyze that the project and shape it in a way that it benefits our country. It put Namibia at the center. As I said, the World Trade Organization did an exhaustive summary of their report, but they did not even mention Africa in that whole exhaustive summary. Now you get to understand what is at stake and why we need to remove the fragmentation and the isolation. The fact that you public entities and public parastatal can go to Oshakati to do sport, why can't you work together? Now you are just isolated and fragmented when it comes to the policy and laws and effort. But come sport or whatever, you guys are together. Beautiful people. I'm starting to learn that the building the Namibian economy the way that we want or the way that we wish is one of the most difficult things. Very, very difficult. Because if there is no relationship between Agribank and maybe DBN and between EIF, in between the Minister of Finance, and between National Planning, and NIPDB, and MIT, then we're going to have a problem. If these people are not speaking the same language, if these people are not having a common goal, if they do not become a soccer team, and run toward the same goalpost, we will not achieve the economic rebuilding. We have to speak the same language so that we can go in the same direction. Otherwise, this fragmentation, it won't work. And also to political leaders on the same party. I gave you the example of Tate Pia and Tate Kale. I want us to be like that. I want you to be like that. Be able to criticize your friend within Nyudo if you took over. Be able to criticize your comrade, whatever you call yourself, within RDP. Be able to criticize yourself within IPC if you guys took over. Be able to criticize yourself, each other, within SWAPO if you continue. within a year, within wherever, be able to call each other out without you running away or breaking the party. Because economic building is going to require honest. This fake happiness and fake collaborative that I'm seeing at the seminars, it will not take us anywhere. People are not speaking frankly. They are not telling each other the truth. So we keep perpetuating the lie that the economy is growing. And the people are okay. Because nobody wants to be seen as criticizing somebody. We keep saying, oh man, it's a beautiful policy. Oh my goodness, you guys did well. Just because you do not want to be seen as a hater. Let us agree on the common goal. So that even the criticism will not be taken out of context that you just hate us. You just hate us. I think we are grown now. I think we are educated now, as we call each other. That the fact that the villagers should write a critical article about you and be professional. Mwanja, I appreciate you. The villager wrote an article. You wrote something. And you did not go there and shame the villager and say bad things about the villager. No. You just said, I think you're the villager, you guys. Maybe you interpreted it this way and that way. And I respect that. Unlike the way in the past where we see government people, whenever something is written by a newspaper, they come out so critical and all that and all that. We are all players trying to build an economy and facilitate a knowledgeable economy. Can we just work together toward a common goal? And I think, yes, we have to bring in the media to be in the direction that we want to go. The media is not the enemy. It's just to keep perhaps us accountable and to facilitate information flow. But the way we are rejecting them and finding them as enemy, now you are stuck with the information that's supposed to be disseminated to the public so they learn. But nobody's writing on it. And also the media need to be structured to stop just being, they only report on things when they are negative, when they are bad. So we all have some work to do in building the Namibian economy. But it cannot be achieved with the fragmentation and the level of isolation that we have now. Let us be critical of each other. Let us reflect because we have a common goal so that we stop forcing policies that are toxic to ourselves. So with that, colleagues, my name is Kanjeko Kamekulunkwanyoka. It was the business and economic segment. And as we keep promising that we are facilitating knowledge and the conversation, Eagle FM tomorrow will stream the World Food Day at the Hobabis. The main reason is to listen to the leaders. What have we achieved? At what level are we? And also to listen to the investment they have made in terms of food production in the country. So with that, colleagues, tune in tomorrow from 10 o'clock as we stream this event so we can continue the conversation and reflect on our effort regarding food security. And with that, have a very good evening.
Lipura nengeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. Become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament,